Well, as I bet you know, this is Conversations with My Dummy. Conversation with Your Dummy. No, Conversations with My Dummy. And I'm Steve Charney. And a little later in the podcast, we're going to be hearing a David Devine song where he can't find his socks. Yeah. But we got a special episode today.
That's right. We've got the store open.
Right.
And this store makes Amazon look like a little, you know, startup internet company, because we got everything. It's the only way, basically, that we're going to be able to compete with these online stores or even Walmart. So, you know, we got it all.
You name it, we got it. We have everything from, nuclear reactors to number two pencils. We have the deeds to a number of small countries for sale if you're interested in becoming a despot. We have garden shovels. So you can see that we run the gambit here, from the very large to the very grotesque.
Yeah, where should I unload these boxes of crayons, Steve?
Which version is that, the 32 or 64 color Crayolas?
These are the 843 color.
Whoa!
They got colors in here like Day-Glow Azure, Lemon Maze Burgundy, and Marine Fudge Pistachio.
Neat. Here, put them down aisle 3 next to the house paints for the colorblind, okay? Hold it. A customer. May I help you?
Yes, I'm looking for a candy cane.
Well, that's easy enough. We have one in our display case. Take a look.
No. That one's much too small. I need one that I can use to walk with.
A full-size candy cane?
That's right.
Well, what would you need that for?
I have a bad limp. I need a cane. But because I hobble along so slowly, it often takes hours to get to where I'm going. I get hungry. I need the cane to nibble on and give me strength to continue.
Wow, so that's what candy canes are for.
Harry, in aisle 2, halfway down, there are full-length candy canes.
One candy cane! Come up! Here it is, Steve. Right here.
There you go, sir. That'll be $8.95.
Thank you so much. This'll get me home, at least. There's your money, and I thank you so much. Bye now!
Okay. Well, how many candy canes do we have left, Harry?
We had 2 left, if I remember back there.
2? We got a shipment of 10 only last week.
I'm sorry, I ate them.
Hey, those canes are for invalids, people who can't walk.
So? I can't walk?
Well, that's true. Oh, another customer.
Do you have medicine in this store, please?
Do we have medicine? You're kidding. Where do you think the Mayo Clinic comes for their mayonnaise? Where do you think Mount Sinai comes
for their sinuses?
Where do you think Bellevue comes for their bells?
Here?
Yes, we can hear. We have to say something first.
I'm feeling old. I need something to rejuvenate me. Something that'll make me feel young again.
Well, you're luck. Yesterday we got our new shipment of elixir from Florida's Fountain of Youth.
Wait a second. If they finally found Ponce de Leon's Fountain of Youth, how come there's still so many old people down in Miami?
I don't really know. Here, come on, take some.
Don't mind if I do. Rather tasty.
Hey, buddy, don't take too much of that stuff.
You know, you're only supposed to take 1 teaspoon every 4 hours.
Is that what that says? Oh, no. I thought it said 4 teaspoons every hour. My eyes aren't what they used to be.
Holy cow, look at that. Harry, he's taking too much.
He's turning into a baby. Now what are we going to do?
Did we get that shipment from the Fountain of Old Age in?
You know, I think we did get some a few weeks ago. It just sits on the shelf. No one seems to want it.
Sure, who's going to want a drink from the Fountain of Old Age? Well, get some before this baby gets any younger.
Here it is, Steve. And here's the spoon.
All right, hold the baby still while I give him some of this. There you go, little baby. There you go. Take some of it. He's eating it. He's eating it, Harry.
Good, Steve. He's good. He seems like it, too.
Oh, wait. I think it may be working. Sure. It's working. He's turning old again. That's fantastic.
That was great. I haven't felt so young in years. 68 years, to be exact. I'll take 2 bottles.
Here you go. That'll be $5. And don't drink so much of it next time.
Yes, listen, I have to go now.
Really? What's your rush?
Being a baby has its drawbacks. I've got to go change my diaper. Bye now.
I thought I smelled something a little strange.
Thank you.
I can't find my socks. No, I had a pair. I can't find my socks. I looked everywhere. They gotta be here somewhere. Somewhere here, I swear. I can't find my socks. I looked everywhere. When I went to bed, I had both stockings on. This morning when I woke up, both my socks were gone. Somehow it ain't right. Somehow it ain't fair. I can't find my socks. I looked everywhere. Oh! Well, the moral of this story really should be said. Either buy yourself some slippers or don't wear your socks to bed. Before the cold folks might find you just too much to bear. I can't find my socks. I looked everywhere. Yeah, I can't find my socks. I know I had a pair. I can't find my socks now. I looked everywhere. They gotta be here somewhere. My socks, I look good. Somebody help me now. Look under that recliner. I think the cat got it.
That was David Devine, and it pretty much says it all. I think we can all relate. And what do we got in this store, Steve?
We have food from around the world, as well as other planets. We have Mars bars that are really from Mars. We have Milky Ways from the Milky Way.
Yeah, before I put this cotton candy on aisle 6, you want a bite of it, Steve?
Yeah, don't mind if I do a little snack here. Give me some of that.
Ugh! Ugh! Pugh. That cotton candy tastes awful! Pugh. Really? On the label, it says that it's 100% cotton.
Oh, man.
You want a taste of this rock candy?
No, thank you. I don't think so. Oh, here's a customer. Yes, may I help you?
Yes, I'm looking for a sign.
Well, what kind? We have traffic signs, peace signs, astrological signs, musical signs, stop signs. We have the first sign of danger, road signs.
I'm looking for a sign from heaven.
Aha! Harry, why don't you bring out our collection of heavenly signs?
Okay, Steve, I'll be right back.
Now, does this sign have to literally come from the heavens, or would you accept an earthly sign as well?
Look, as long as it led me in the right direction, then I'll accept it.
Good.
Here we go, Steve. We have the obvious sign from heaven. Should I start with that one?
Yeah, sure. Show them the usual sign from heaven that people use.
Okay. Here we go. What do you think?
That's definitely a heavenly sign. Well, heard at the right time, it would definitely be appropriate. But, well, I don't necessarily want to buy the first thing I hear. What else do you have?
Show them the four-leaf clover.
Okay, how would you like this?
Yes. Well, if I found that, it would definitely be a sign, a four-leaf clover. I like that. And it also is portable. It fits right in my pocket. What's that right there?
This is a $5 bill.
What kind of sign is that?
Well, if you found it on the street, it would be a great sign.
But I didn't. I found it here in your shop.
Well, if you buy this $5 bill, you also get someone who'll run ahead of you after you leave the store and drop it on the ground for you to find.
Well, don't you have anything with a little more pizzazz? You know, I don't want any doubts that I've seen a sign from the heavens.
Ah, well, you should have said that in the first place. Harry, open up the box.
Not the box, Steve.
The box.
All right. Here goes.
It's an angel. It's appearing right in front of us.
Isn't she beautiful? And she's nodding to you that it's all right. Everything will be all right. There she goes. Back into the box.
I don't think there'd be any confusion there. That you've just gotten a sign from heaven. I mean, when an angel comes and visits you. Oh, that's heavy stuff.
You're right, though. I'll take it. How much?
Oh, well, these we give away for free.
How come?
Well, we get them for free.
From where?
We don't really know. They just show up.
Well, thank you very much. You have a very nice shop here. I'll recommend you to my friends.
Thank you.
We never even got to show him the sun appearing from behind the clouds, Steve.
Yeah, well, that's a good sign, too. We sure are busy today.
I'm looking for my daughter. She's lost. I've looked everywhere for her. Perhaps I can find her here.
I'm sorry, lady. We don't sell used items here. Everything is new. You want the secondhand shop down the block.
No, you don't understand. I've looked for her under my bed. I've looked for her in the closet, in the bathroom, under all the furniture. Are you sure it's your daughter you lost and not a pair of shoes? Shoes? You know, I think it was a pair of shoes I've lost, now that I think of it. In fact, come to think of it, I don't even have a daughter. Thank you so much!
Well, sometimes you make the sale and sometimes you don't.
Time for another commercial.
Hey, if you want to support this show, go to patreon.com. That's patreon.com/Steve Charney. They recommend $1 a month, which I would be very happy with. Or you could just do one larger donation. It's up to you. We're happy with $1 a month, but, you know, it would be nice to support the show, right? patreon.com/Steve Charney. And let me also add, if you want to contact me, you know, tell me what you think of the program. Maybe some suggestions. Maybe you got some jokes. That works too. Just email me, steve@stevecharney.com. You can also contact me through Facebook, Conversations with My Dummy, Steve and Harry. Just search for me, you know, through the website, whatever. Okay? I'd love to hear from my listeners. Thanks so much.
I'm a llama from Lima, Peru. I only eat lima bean stew. I'm a llama from Lima. I only eat limas. A llama from Lima, Peru. Your turn, Hank.
I'm a parrot from Paris in France. I live in a palace and dance. I'm a parrot from Paris. I live in a palace. A parrot from Paris in France. Your turn again.
I'm a rhino from Reno, Nevada. I turn up my radio louder. I'm a rhino from Reno. I turn up my radio. A rhino from Reno, Nevada. The world's filled with critters.
Oh, give me the jitters.
Oh, litters of critters.
And all of them kidders. I'm a kitten from Camden, PA. I only wear cotton PJs. I'm a kitten from Camden. I only wear cotton. A kitten from Camden, PA.
I'm a heifer from Haifa, Israel. I drink half and half from a pail. I'm a heifer from Haifa. I drink half and half. I'm a heifer from Haifa, Israel.
I'm a lion from Lyon, Paris. I love to lick lime happily. I'm a lion from Lyon. I love to lick lime. I'm a lion from Lyon, Paris.
The world's filled with critters.
Oh, give me the jitters.
Oh, litters of critters.
And all of them kidders. Last one, Steve.
I'm a human from Yemen, Arabia. I eat ham, excuse my behavior. I'm a human from Yemen, I only eat ham, and I'm human from Yemen, Arabia.
And here we be. We've got an open store.
And open arms.
Yes. We love our customers. We try to keep them happy by having many things to offer them. So far today, we sold an old fellow some elixir from the Fountain of Youth. We gave someone a heavenly sign. We sold someone a candy cane so he could limp home. And, well, we've been unpacking a lot of this new inventory that's come in.
Yeah, for instance, this room temperature cream.
What's that?
It's like ice cream, Steve, but, well, since it's been out of the freezer all day, it's not ice cream anymore. It's room temperature cream.
Yeah, sure. What about the tools? Did you unpack those?
Oh, yeah. The Phillips head screwdriver. And here's the flathead screwdriver. And here's the lettuce head screwdriver.
What's that for?
For heads of lettuce.
Opposed to heads of state?
Well, it depends on which state, New York or Connecticut.
I didn't know New York had a head.
Why not? It has a body.
It does?
Sure, a body of water. Lake Erie.
This whole conversation is eerie.
And nosy. And if you're eerie and nosy, then you probably have a head. That's my whole point.
Thank goodness the customer. May I help you?
Yes, I'm looking for a cloud.
Any particular type?
One that's pleasant, please.
Oh, we happen to have a whole stand of clouds right here next to our display case. How would this one do?
No, I'm afraid not. It looks bruised.
How can you tell?
You see this dark streak along the bottom? It's obviously been dropped.
All right, what about this one right here?
Yes, that's a rain cloud. I was looking for a cumulus, one more massy, you know, the type you see on a bright sunny day.
Well, those types of clouds look good, but when you bite into them, they're rather dry. Rain cloud, however, is quite juicy.
I'm not looking to eat it. I just want to display it on my dining room table. I didn't want some rain cloud dripping on my tablecloth.
Good point. All right, what about this one?
Why is it green?
It's not ripe yet.
Oh, yes. Well, this one looks lovely. It's firm yet pliant.
Ooh, that is a good choice.
I'll take two of them.
All right. There you go.
Okay, thank you very much.
Hey, don't bang them together, buddy! What's the matter with you?
Whoops, I'm sorry. Ouch, what's sticking out of this one?
Oh, I'm sorry, it's just a bit of lightning. Here, give that to me. I'll throw it in the garbage.
Yes, well, I didn't realize that these clouds hadn't been deboned.
Oh, they have been filleted. That one was a fluke.
All right, how much do I owe you?
That'll be $2.50 for the pair.
There you go. Thank you very much. These will look lovely in my fruit bowl. Thank you.
So long. So how are we doing, huh?
I'm fine, Steve. Though I could probably use a paper towel just to clean up some of this excess rain that's collecting around the cloud stand.
Oh, all right. Well, here's a paper towel.
Oh, thank you very much.
Hello, I'm looking for a stick.
Uh-huh. Anything particular?
No. Just a stick.
All right. How about this one here?
Feels pretty good. Are you sure it works?
I think so.
The last stick I bought worked terribly. I had to return it.
Well, these are inspected at the factory.
Do you mind if I test it out?
No. Go ahead.
Yep. It works.
Hey, that was that display case.
Well, now you can find out if your broom works. Listen, do you have any fancier sticks before I make my final decision?
Well, we do have some new ones, but, well, they need batteries.
No, I don't want anything that fancy. I guess this one will do. How much?
50 cents.
It's a bargain. Thank you so much. There's your money. I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Steve, you weren't very upset that he broke the display case.
Sure I was, but the customer is always right. I didn't want to upset him. Well, I think we put in a good day, Harry. Why don't we start thinking about closing up shop? Why don't you take the neon sign down off the door outside, and I'll settle the accounts with the cash register.
Okay, Steve.
Pretty much everything on Conversations with My Dummy is done by me, Steve Charney. Though, of course, I want to thank David Devine for his song, Can't Find My Socks. And you can subscribe to this podcast on iTunes, TuneIn, Google Play. Also visit my YouTube channel, man. I got a lot of hits and a lot of videos. And, of course, on Patreon.com/Steve Charney, where you can become a patron of the show for $1 a month. My website, SteveCharney.com. And you can find a lot of information about my live stage shows, how to contact me, all the stuff I have for sale. Always happy to hear from my listeners, really. If you want to give me a joke, well, I'll be happy to hear it. And also have books and CDs for sale. My bio goes on and on. On Facebook, search for Steve and Harry, Conversations with My Dummy. And I also upload these programs onto Twitter, too. Harry, you got your joke here?
Oh, I got a joke, Steve. Johnny comes back from school crying and says, Mommy, all the kids in the school say I have a big head. And his mother replies, No, you don't, Johnny. You have a hideously deformed head. The other children are merely hiding the truth to protect your feelings.